the Specials Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the Music Store.
Hello, everybody. Welcome along to the Specials Podcast from William Hill for another week. We've got the Celebrity Big Brother final to look at. The Voice continues. The Jump finishes early next week as we record this on Friday, February the 6th. We've got the Grammy Awards this weekend as well, and plenty more. The man talking to me throughout the next 30 minutes or so will be at reality_Rob. Rob Dixon, hello.
Good afternoon, Lee. How are you?
I'm excellent, thank you. I've just, while I was talking then, if I sounded maybe a tad distracted, I was just remembering who Liz Jones was on The Voice. If you're going to Google image her, then do it in the safety of your own...
Do it discreetly, but she's
own home.
Yes, we'll Welsh, so that's the only downside.
We'll come on
to.
Well, let's not start upsetting people as soon as we started, because we may have people who are Welsh listening to this.
I doubt.
Hello,
it.
Sir Tom. let's have a look at Celebrity Big Brother, shall we? Again, I'll say it again. We reneged on our half promise to do a podcast every day, didn't we? This week.
Well, I was always available, Lee, but apparently you were too busy.
I was
too busy hobnobbing with Major Doubts. Championship winners and stuff
I
like that.
I was ready and willing to do it every day this week, but I never heard anything from you, so I thought, let's leave it.
No.
The truth of the matter is that Monday was difficult to do because we didn't quite know what was happening, did we? And then the kind of surprise eviction. Well, anyway, we didn't do it. A lot's happened in the meantime. We're now left with Katie Hopkins as the favourite at 13-8. Callum Best, 8-1 last week. Now 2-1. 4-1 Katie Price. Keith Chegwin, 11-2. Michelle Visage, 25-1 last week at 10. Still don't think she should be the rank outsider, but hey ho. I've been wrong before, and I'll be wrong again. What are we saying about the final here, Rob? What are we saying about the actual favourite, 13-8?
Yeah, I've sort of positioned ourselves.
Oh, ourselves now, is it?
Quite awkwardly. Yeah, we do. Brilliant. We do kind of need one of the two Katies to win now.
Right, okay. Well, I mean, the many polls that are around online, should we have a look at those first of all? I'll chuck in, I'll name them and then we'll see what the percentage are like. This is bigbrother.com. Total votes on who do you want to win. 1,418. Not a bad number. 30.61% of those want Katie Hopkins to win. 22% want Katie Price to win. 18% want Michelle Visage to win. 16% Keith Chegwin, and 13% want Callum Best to win, which I was a little bit surprised about, I must admit. That kind of gives you the idea of the general public's opinion. I was surprised to see Callum that low. We've got some more polls to read out, but were you surprised to see Callum bottom of that pile?
Yeah, based on the fact that he's probably over the last 72 hours, he's probably been our most backed contestant. Mm. Obviously, the two sort of big arguments with Perez has really sort of pushed him to the forefront of the market. Now that Perez has gone, then it's... You feel that he might still be swamped by sort of the two girls. The bigger names will be coming to the fore, but... Callum certainly put himself in the picture, though. Obviously, that poll would indicate that he might be struggling to get the win from 10:30 tonight.
Yeah, yeah. Got another poll from bbspy.com. Katie Hopkins pretty much wins all these, doesn't she?
Yeah, she's been up there now for... It's probably been a good sort of 2 weeks where she's... The ones I've seen, anyway, where she's been sort of dominating the poll. It's surprising. The betting is actually a lot closer than the polls have got this year.
Digital Spy doesn't have her as a top, actually. Keith's 32.32%. She's 32.07%, with Katie Price third, Michelle fourth, and Callum bottom again. Which is interesting, Callum losing out again.
Yeah, I would always think Callum would struggle. It tends to go a little bit more sort of middle England in the fact that you wouldn't be surprised that Digital Spy are a big fan of Keith.
You think? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the telemix one is the one that I always tend to go on.
Yeah,
we've got for that one. We've got 9,550 votes.
Which is the biggest cross-section of any of them that I found.
Yeah. Katie Hopkins, 32%. Mm-hmm. Keith Chegwin, 24%. Katie Price, 17%. Callum Best, 15%. And Michelle, 11%. And to be quite honest, looking at the market and the trends, I'm kind of leaning towards that's the way they're actually going to finish. Maybe the push from Katie over the last 24 hours, and again, Katie's been well back this morning, 8-1 this morning into fours now, might be enough to get a second, but I still think that Katie Hopkins is the winner here.
Right. Do you know, I was pondering the other night while I was watching Celebrity Big Brother, Rob, and I'll put this out here on the podcast to all our dedicated listeners and experts on all things reality. Has anyone out there, and I'm talking to you lot, has anyone out there ever done any research on phone numbers and winners? I've never thought about it before, Rob, but I just thought it was interesting. We look at every other aspect of reality TV and the voting system. You know, what phone number, what end, you know, the final two digits of the phone number have all the winners of various TV shows ever had? Someone must have done that research out there. Couldn't find it, though. What do you think? Like, for instance, are you more likely to win if you've got a lower number than a number right at the end? If you're 0-1, does it mean that you've got a better chance?
It's a tricky one, isn't it?
Like I said, I've looked and no one seems to do anything.
Who said that we should look at the list of people when the I'm a Celebrity came on, wasn't it? And anybody who came on first was had more chance of winning.
Be interesting to find out. I mean, I could do it myself, but I thought
I don't think
before I do it myself, I'd like to find out if anyone else has done it first to save myself a bit of half a day.
I would say that they do tend to put the bigger name. They always tend to put the bigger name in first. I presume the phone lines, and somebody will probably correct me on this, I presume the phone lines for this year are in order of when they entered the house.
I presume that as well. Yeah, I think Katie Price is the final one, isn't she?
Katie Hopkins would be the first one. They will always put the bigger person in first because the first person always tends to get the sort of secret challenge, don't they?
True.
And they will always give the secret challenge to the person that they think is obviously sort of quite high up. I remember Denise Welsh was first in, wasn't she?
Mm.
Or in the first two, because there was obviously that they had a secret task as well, her and Heather from EastEnders. So, yeah, you tend to think that while probably they do obviously sort of decide quite well in advance which order the housemates are going in, then obviously if that equates to a phone call, a phone number, then there you go. Mm.
Yeah. What are your thoughts then, Rob? We've got Katie Hopkins there, as I said, the favourite. Callum Best, 2-1. 4-1, Katie Price. 11-2, Keith Chegwin. Michelle Visage, 10-1. I suppose by the time we get here, it's been such a tumultuous series that, you know, people, I think there's just a general sense of relief that Perez isn't there anymore. And by the way, I'm going to say it again. He is one of my favourite Big Brother contestants ever. I thought he was absolutely brilliant. I don't buy into all this. I agree with you.
But I'll tell you something, you could not live for 3 weeks
You would have ended up
walking out or killing him.
Yeah, absolutely brilliant though. I mean, he's just, I think at times in the last few days before he went, there were times when it was a real cry for help. I think he was suffering in there, but you know, he has brought, I guess, a lot of it on himself. But yeah, unbelievable contestant. We're left with these. If you were having a bet right now, would you be on Katie Hopkins then, Rob? This is vote to win. I think you need universal support here.
I don't think Michelle Visage has got enough support to win tonight.
It's a lot on Twitter, you know.
Yeah.
When you look down Twitter, she gets mentioned a lot more than anyone else.
There might be. I think there might be a shock in the eviction. I think one of the two boys will go first.
Mm.
Whether it's Keith or Callum, you'd like to. I had in my mind before you mentioned those polls. I had in my mind that Keith goes first tonight, but maybe the fact that Callum is polling quite low still, then Callum might push it at a better price. But I think it's between the two.
Right.
And I think Katie Hopkins has probably done enough to win. There was stuff over, I think Big Brother announced this morning that if Katie Price wins, there'll be no, she won't be doing a press day tomorrow. If previous winners of Big Brother basically spent the Saturday just going round every bit of press, getting as much stories and stuff as possible. She's not doing that now. I wonder if that's quite a negative for her, and I wonder if Big Brother will try and...
Why is that, do you know?
I don't know. I'm unaware of the reasons behind that, but I just wonder if they will now try and push or sort of almost de-ramp Katie Price from winning now. But
she hasn't done much, though, has she? I mean, I thought she's been very pleasant in there, and she's changed people's opinions, I
think, I
guess.
I think she's been very well... she knows how to play the game, definitely, and she knows exactly when to tell people and what to tell them, so to speak. I think the lawyers have been onto her. I think she's obviously been told not to reveal too much and use this for a launch of another upcoming book or other product. But I just think, I think she's held something back throughout the show. I've always believed that. I know she hasn't probably got as much airtime as she thought. Maybe she's seen like Perez and Katie and Callum towards the end getting the airtime, and I just think that maybe she's stopped back. I mean, it was a strange one for her to go into, because there were so many other Celebrity Big Brothers which, after the first 10 days, were so boring and people were turning off. She could have probably gone into any one of those and won quite easily. But she's gone into one where, obviously, she's gone in for publicity, and she hasn't got as much publicity, I don't think, out of the show as she would have done, unless the other side of the coin is, because the viewing figures have been so high, based on Perez and Katie and a few others, then this may be the one, even if she doesn't win.
Yeah.
Maybe the fact that more people have watched her in it. Maybe she wants to sort of change her image. Maybe she wants to come across as the sort of a lot nicer than you've seen on sort of TV shows and stuff previously.
Yeah. Yeah. Interesting that. In football betting, there's a thing called a mug bet, which is mainly most of my bets. But you know, if a player has a birthday, or his wife's just giving birth, or you know, something that, you know, celebratory, you always, like, you know, it's a bit of a silly thing to back him to score a goal. Callum Best 35 today.
Callum Best 35 today. Yeah, happy birthday, Callum.
Today.
He won't be listening.
It's his birthday. Sorry, 34 today. I've done him a disservice. He's 34 today, so he'll come out to whatever, and it's his birthday. What a nice celebratory night for him.
Yeah.
I tell you what, I mean, you've got the market to finish fifth here as well, which is a lovely market. Will you be doing it in play each elimination or not?
Well, you'd think that, wouldn't you? But due to a slight error in my part, I'll be watching Peter Kay's Phoenix Nights in Manchester tonight.
Oh,
nice. So I won't be doing any Big Brother at all.
Okay, fine. So
apologies.
That's fine. To finish fifth. Twitter isn't everything, obviously, and Keith Chegwin has rated quite high on a lot of the online polls, but I'm struggling to find Keith Chegwin mentioned on Twitter in the various tweets to win. I think I've seen one. I mean, it's dominated by Katie Price, Michelle Visage, I would say, and then Katie Hopkins with Callum, and then Keith. That would be the order on that Twitter once, just from, you know, looking through tweets, and, you know, hashtag with the hashtag CBB in it. Keith at 9-4 would be. I can't have Michelle Visage as being the first one out of him. I don't know. It's the wrong way around for me. I'm not saying she's going to win it, but still think she's a bit. According to Twitter, double figures is ridiculous, mate. For a show that is particularly lesbian and gay friendly, you don't even have to watch the after show to see that.
Yeah.
And then she's standing up for, you know, and she's made that a real play. I think I still think she's a big price to win.
Well,
I think she should be taken on in that first eviction tonight.
Yeah, I mean, wherever you look, every poll doesn't have Callum winning, and a few do have Callum at the bottom or next to bottom. But 10 to 1
looks huge in that market.
10 to 1 looking at against an 11 to 10. I mean, we're top price Michelle Visage, and we're quite happy to lay her based on what you've said at the 11 to 10. I think I do genuinely think it'd be one of the boys going, which means you've either got Keith on a 9 to 4 shot or Callum at 10 to 1. I think Callum gets more. I think Callum's got more Twitter support, but than Keith. I don't know. The polls do suggest that Keith's quite a bit ahead of Callum, so maybe at Callum at 10 to 1, or alternatively at a lesser price. Even if they don't go first, then maybe Keith Chegwin at 13 to 8 to be top man is the. Is one of two plays tonight.
Yeah, interesting. It's going to be interesting. I must admit, when it got down to once Kavanagh had gone, And, you know, they had that second elimination on that night. Yeah. I sat there thinking, this is a strong six. Yeah. You know, I was kind of thinking, who goes here? You know, and I was really, I must admit, I was really struggling to see through. I mean, obviously, we're using the same kind of things that we always talk about. There has to be a reason to vote for someone to win. There has to be something about them. It's no good being forgotten. And the one thing you'd say about Keith Chegwin, I know he's been featured, but he is the biggest wallflower amongst that five, isn't he?
Yeah.
Would say. Or is Katie Price bigger than wallflower? Is the fact that she is such a kind of wallflower, the fact that making people vote for her because she's so nice and down to earth? I don't know. It's a tricky one, isn't it?
Yeah, she's. I think when sort of Nadia went, I think she sort of slipped into the Nadia role quite well, in the fact that she realises if Katie Hopkins is in the show, then she has to be different to Katie Hopkins. If Katie's being a bitch, Katie Hopkins being a bitch, then Katie Price has got to be nice. It would have been the other way around, I think. If Katie Hopkins had changed her persona and been really nice and helped people along the way, then I think Katie Price would have come in and maybe Katie Price would have been sort of ganged up more with Perez against Katie Hopkins. But I think it's one step too far for her. I do think one of the Katies will win, but I think at the moment I'd rather be on the shorter price than Katie Price.
Yeah, fair enough. Well, I'm going to play Michelle Visage to win. I think I liked the Callum bet 8-1 last week, and obviously she was she about 25s last week? Yeah. I think she was. So I'm going to play that again.
She's also tipped up quite nicely by certain people in the podcast as well. So. Remember if she does win tonight,
it was always your initial shout, mate. Exactly. And what price was she then?
25-1. Yeah. I'd love a lovely.
She's been bigger. I think she's been out to 40s at times.
Yeah, she's been bigger. But
no, but I mean,
beggars and choosers.
Hopefully, everyone knows that. Yeah, I'm not trying to nick the limelight now, Rob. I was amazed.
You never nick the limelight. You're not Dave Kellner.
I'm not going to lick
it. You never nick the limelight.
I've never licked anyone's limelight. I must say that right now. So yeah, I'm going to go Michelle Visage to win from this point. Just for the value, really. I'll go Keith Chegwin to be the first one to go home tonight, 9-4. But Callum does look big at 10s, according to those polls. The Voice has been continuing. Steve McCrory is still the 5-2 favourite there. In fact, the market hasn't changed an awful lot, has it, Rob?
No, not.
Clark Carmody is 9-1. He's the Mancunian male hairdresser. Barber, I think they're called in the trade. Esme Denters, who's the girl who was signed to Justin Timberlake's record label once upon a time, is 10-1. Next up, Howard Rose, 10-1. Emmanuel Nwamadi is 12-1. Jake Shakeshaft is a 14s. Sasha Simone, 14s. None of these are from last week's show. Hannah Simons, 16-1. I think Liz Jones is the first new addition, is she? Am I right in saying that?
Holly Barry.
Yeah, Liz Jones, the girl we were talking about.
Liz Jones was last week. Yeah. Liz Jones was 2 weeks ago.
No. No, are you sure?
Yeah.
Wow.
Definitely. And I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Because I didn't watch it last week.
Oh, right.
Okay, and I remember being on.
All right. Holly Barry then would be the first new face, if you like, on there. D Twins 20-1. They were pretty lively, weren't they? Joe Wolford 20s, Olivia Lawson 20s, Rosa Lamell 20s, blah blah blah, and so on and so forth. No one really that I've seen amongst the new ones from last week to challenge the favourites in the market.
No, it was a poor quality fare last week.
I thought it was good
within reason. Yeah. I think there weren't that many. I think there's a lot of people who will lose battle rounds.
Yes,
going in like yesterday. The Mack brothers I quite liked. I think they were one of the ones who might just spring a surprise somewhere down the line.
Right.
But no, it wasn't the... As the market's proven, we haven't really changed many prices in the top sort of 9 or 10 in the betting.
No. It's always tricky with a duo as well, isn't it?
There's so many duos that have been on and...
Not done well.
No, exactly. So it's always tricky where you put them in the battle rounds as well. When it's sort of 2-on-1, you tend to put them up against maybe a stronger singer as well, who sort of out vocally muscles them. But we'll wait and see.
Yeah. But no change to... have you had any more bets? Because you've backed someone different every week,
haven't you? I've backed a few, yeah, but I have stopped to have a break. Well, also, my bank card went, didn't it? So I basically got to.
That's probably a good
spend
thing.
Most of the next.
You should thank those nasty people.
Reactivating accounts.
Yeah, you should thank them, really, mate.
But it's probably saved me a few quid down the line, hasn't it? So, I'm on Howard Rose, Stevie McCrory, Hannah Simons. Three against the field so far.
Very good. The jump has been interesting this week. My 50-1 shot finally bit the dust, or bit the snow, on Thursday night. Lady Victoria Hervey. We had a bit of fun with that as we went along. Mike Tyndall's the even money favourite. Steve-O 7-2. Louise Thompson 6-1. Louise Hazel 8-1. John Allen Butterworth is 12-1. JB Gill 14-1. Sounds like a literary giant. He's actually from JLS. Joey Essex, 16s and 25-1 for Chloe Madeley. I'm surprised. I didn't think Lady Victoria would win, but I thought she might outlast Chloe Madeley, for goodness sake. Some good competitors in here. It's actually, I really enjoy, I know it gets a lot of stick on Twitter and round and about, but I quite like it.
I like it. The only downside, I mean, I've done it in play all night, and you just don't take any money on it. That's the problem. I think we've taken about 600-700 quid. We've taken decent money in the outright when it's during the day and stuff, but the in play hasn't really kicked off. But we're down to the final eight now, and despite the fact that Mike Tyndall's evens, I think there's still a little bit of meat on the bones. I wouldn't rule them just out.
The problem with a price like that, Rob, is the injury factor, isn't it? And I think anyone who has bet on this last year, if you were back in, Sir Steve Redgrave, which looks solid, didn't it? And then he gets injured the night before the final. It's so difficult, isn't it? But he is if you're looking for boxes to tick, he's pretty much got them all, hasn't he? Yeah. Brave, athletic, competitive, can ski, obviously. There's not a lot to dislike about that even money bet, really.
His tricky night was probably the first night where he had to go into the... He had to do the jump after losing his... Oh, I can't remember which event.
Yeah,
I think it was speed skating, wasn't it? First round, first time round. And, after that, he's won... Obviously, the day two, but he didn't have to. It was the girls only.
Yeah.
On the second day, and he's won both his events up sort of after there, and obviously a good time just behind JB last night in the. I forgot what it was last night. What was it last night? Bobsleigh, wasn't it?
Yeah, bobsleigh.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I mean, he was in the bottom five. As I said, he was in the bottom five last night. But again, his jump. It's his jump that. Is the issue. I mean, he jumped 18 metres first night. He jumped 17 last night. The whole competition's going to end up being decided by this jump, and he is quite a long way in front of other people.
Yeah.
Even the 17 metres last night was still sort of a metre and a half clear of his rivals.
Yeah. It's a shame there isn't a top female market, because I take on Louise Thompson with Louise Hazel. She's a fighter,
isn't
she?
There is a top female.
Oh, is there a top female? Sorry, I couldn't... Oh, I apologise. I didn't realise. Well, I'd be looking at Louise Hazel at 11-8 there.
I always find that...
She's a fighter.
I always find that if you look at the website, Lee, it might help you.
I don't know how I missed that. I clicked on the jump, and I thought all the prices were there, and the markets hadn't opened, so apologies, Rob. I'd like to take on... I'd go for Hazel over Thompson in that one. She's feisty.
Yeah. I think it's the heptathlon sort of style of her, isn't it, that she wants to...
That's probably the one bet that I would have, notwithstanding the fact that I think Mike Tyndall will win. But the injury is the. If there was any problems with injury with him, which again it has to be a serious injury to be fair to stop him, because I'm sure he's put up with quite a lot in his career as a top rugby union player. I mean, Steve-O's no fierce. I mean, if you were looking to take Mike Tyndall on just in case an injury did happen, Steve-O would be a nice 7-2 shot.
Yeah, I was
skied from being a young lad, wasn't he, and all the rest of it. So
I was trying to work out what actually finished Sir Steve Redgrave off last year.
I can't remember either, to be honest. But if you do anything to your knee or anything that's serious like that inhibits you skiing, then you're going to have to pull out, aren't you? So, interesting. If you're watching that, we'll continue to enjoy it, basically. Let's have a look quickly at the Grammys. That's this weekend. We talked at length about it. Well, I did last weekend. Still like Beck as a bit of an outside shout to to nick the album of the year from Beyonce, who's 6-4 favourite. You've got Sam Smith 7-4, Ed Sheeran 4-1, Beck 6-1. Just a quick aside here, Rob, actually. Nothing to do with betting, but it is to do with TV. Ed Sheeran reminded me. Have you seen the new Keith Lemon sketch show?
No, I didn't. Was it last night, wasn't it?
I don't know when it was on. I watched it on catch up. I haven't laughed as much at that at a TV show in a long... I was struggling to breathe at one point.
That's not good at any stage, is it?
It is when you're laughing, because it's kind of like it opens up a new realm in your mind when you're struggling to breathe because you're laughing. That's for another podcast. Watch it, Rob. You'll love it. It's all about, obviously, it's taking the mickey out of reality stars. So, you know, for anyone who likes this kind of stuff and listens to this podcast,
she don't really mention podcasts.
Brilliant. It's his style. You know, the Mel B kind of face and all that. Some of them are just right out there, surreal. Ant and Dec. Honest to God, that is just weird. It's like a cross between his old stuff and something like The League of Gentlemen.
Yeah.
It's weird, but very, very funny. So Ed Sheeran features in it. That's why I mentioned it there. The other Grammy markets are Record of the Year, Song of the Year, and Newcomer of the Year. Record of the Year, we said last week that that's for the whole group behind the song. Looks like Sam Smith's pretty decent for that one, and I was looking at for the Song of the Year, taking Sam Smith on. He's the same price for both, actually, but this is more for the writer, and Sia Chandelier at 9-2 was the one I liked there, just because she is such a good songwriter and has got some Grammy history as well. I think Sam Smith's got the newcomer wrapped up, whatever price he is now. Oscars, we'll leave that for another week. You've been busy. Someone's been busy.
Yeah,
there's a lot of markets there, Rob. That's more than you normally do, isn't it?
No, I think that is now the full... full list of Oscars markets.
23 markets, I make it.
23. We might be missing one then. I will check that.
My counting could be wrong, to be honest.
No, it's definitely an odd number based on what I can look at now. So yeah, if it's 23, there will be 24. I think it's 24 Oscars markets. So
8 BAFTAs markets as well. Should we leave that till next week?
BAFTAs is this weekend.
It's this weekend, is it?
It is this weekend.
Oh, my goodness, Rob.
I may have put you away there, sorry.
I'll do that a bit again. The BAFTAs then, Rob. Should we finish with that?
Yeah,
8 markets, loads of different markets here to have a look at. Best actor, best film, best director, best supporting actor. As usual with these, Rob, we've got a lot of short price favourites here. Obviously, the likes of Eddie Redmayne, The Theory of Everything, 1 to 10. 1 to 20 for Julianne Moore in Still Alice. That's the best actress, of course. Best film, Boyhood, 1 to 4. Birdman, 5 to 1. 1 to 6 for Richard Linklater for directing Boyhood. I could go on. Are there any of these that you could oppose in your view? Any of those four? I'll read you the four out in a second.
Yeah, it's tricky isn't it? I mean, we've got the... if you do fancy anyone to lose, obviously the main six, so it's Boyhood, Eddie Redmayne, Julianne Moore, Richard Linklater, J.K. Simmons, Patricia Arquette. One of those to fail to win is 11 to 10, which...
Oh, well, is that a special out there?
Probably the better way of playing the market.
Oh, so it's one to get... I see, that's
I mean, the
nice
shortest one is, I think, Birdman to beat Boyhood, which I think is about 4 to 1.
Right, okay.
But, yeah, I mean, it's going to be tough. Mm. We're hoping that we can get one beat.
Yes,
but
I'm
we
sure
will
you
wait
are.
And see.
Yeah, interesting. The other one that's tighter is the I just run through the others just to complete the list. Just have a look at which one did I get there? Best supporting actor, 1-16 for J.K. Simmons in Whiplash. Best supporting actress, Patricia Arquette, 1-20 in Boyhood. This is the one that's tighter. The outstanding British film, 4-5 for The Imitation Game and 5-4 for The Theory of Everything. Then jump up to 12-1 for Pride. You know, it's still a favourite, but everywhere I look, The Imitation Game is probably the one that gets a nod. Got a few good, it got nominations for the Golden Globes, didn't it? I think that's probably the one. If you're not having a bet on that special, that might be the one to have a look at. Still odds on, but 4-5,
yeah,
a lot more palatable.
Better value, isn't it? There's not. I mean, I think The Theory of Everything is shorter because of the Eddie Redmayne factor, and I think The Imitation Game's probably just got enough in its. It's locker to win.
Mm.
Paddington's the only one out of the six that I've seen, so There you go. Paddington 33-1.
Yeah.
Won't win, but there you go.
I think that would be my my sole bet on that would be the imitation game at 4-5. If you, unless you want to, you know, that 11-10 for one of the fives of the big four to be beaten. As usual with those awards, Rob, it's worth checking the betting on the day, isn't it? In case you see any patterns,
because
sometimes
quite
you can get a bit of
a few moves on the day, and we will wait and see. Hopefully. Mm.
We'll do the Oscars in a bit more detail. We'll plan a special podcast around the Oscars. We'll get a film expert on to talk through those.
She's gone now, hasn't she?
She's not in the office.
Left the building.
She's in posh London now, I think.
She certainly is.
Yeah. We'll do an Oscars podcast though, because always interesting to see if there's any value in some of the lesser known categories. Still on the website, Next Bond, Weather Specials, Eurovision, Royal Specials. We've got the Festival di San Remo, which is the Italian Eurovision contest, effectively. The FHM Sexy Women are still there. They must be bored. They've been on this page for ages doing
that. FHM Sexy Women, yeah, they've still got another couple of months to go.
Just in case anyone's wondering, I'm not ignoring that. I do keep a very close eye on that market every single week, and I do keep abreast of everything that's happening in the FHM Sexiest Women category.
I bet you do.
So don't worry about that.
Only when the missus is away, though,
I don't
understand why you can't just sit there with her and look at sexy women.
I asked her for her her thoughts, and she wasn't really bothered.
No.
I keep looking at Emily Ratajkowski a lot, just to see if she's if anything's happening there. I think, as usual, though, if anyone's going to appear, if Michelle Keegan, you hear that she's going to be in the FHM cover girl the month before, get on quick. She's not done much though, Rob. I did a lot of research into what Michelle Keegan was doing.
Well, she's got a wedding, hasn't she? She's getting married.
But you know, I don't know. I mean, you know, she needs to be in the public eye more for me. I should have backed Jennifer Lawrence way back.
She needs to be in the public eye a bit more. Let's get Michelle Keegan back on telly, shall we?
Why not?
Yeah. Why not indeed?
Rob, I think we've reached our natural conclusion there.
We have, yes.
Yeah. So thank you very much. Enjoy Peter Kay.
Thank you very much.
And the rest of his Phoenix Knights crew.
You enjoy Celebrity Big Brother and The Jump.
Oh, well, do you want me to do it in play?
Yeah, fine, crack on.
Yeah, fine. I wonder what would happen if I did Celebrity Big Brother in play. The specials department may be closed down after that.
Yeah, that's probably good. Well, we've got a position
like to do that one night. I'm going to come and sit in on an in-play trading session with you. I should do that, shouldn't I?
Yeah, it's brilliant. We have, like, KFC or other fast food places.
Wow.
Which one do you want to do? Come on, whichever one you want to do. Then
what's the next? I don't know what the next one will be.
Eurovision's always a good one to do.
The Voice. I could do Eurovision.
Voice. No, Eurovision's better.
Yeah,
Eurovision's always better.
Yeah, we'll do that.
May.
I'll book that in.
Yeah.
Again, we probably could have done this off the podcast, but
no,
I'm sure people are interested in how we sort things out on the podcast, and then they never happen. Rob, thanks very much.
Thank you, mate.
We'll speak again next week. In the meantime, if you're having a bet on any of these specials markets this weekend, then very best of luck.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.